roba cassata reboco sotto robocoscite racobo se terebo scentaliba rabababa cassata rabacascia rocoboco sotto robocoscite. Share his testimony. Appreciate God for all those testimonies that were read on the stage. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Come on, don't play church. Go ahead and give him praise. I can see, sing with me.
I can see, I can tell.
Give the Lord a shout if you believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Love you right back. God bless you. Psalm 107 verse 38 is my deliberation tonight. He also blesses them and multiplied them. How? How? I didn't hear you. Can I start reading again? He also blesses them. He didn't bless them, he blesses them. And multiplied them greatly. And what I'm saying that you don't get, I'm not just talking about heavenly blessing. He does not allow their cattle to decrease. This was a Nigerian society. Cattle represented finance, represented relevance. He does not let it decrease. I don't know whether you're the born again, you got poverty is after Jesus for you, for me. Total salvation is sozo. It's not about being saved to heaven. It's all-round prosperity. All-round. I pray for you. And I bless you today. In the name of Jesus, your cattle will not decrease. First of all, let me show you something, because you don't understand what I'm doing when I'm operating this way. You don't know why we get testimonies. Particularly if you've been a Christian for a while. In Numbers 6:23. Speak to Aaron and his sons. Tell them, this is the way. You shall just speak. No, you shall bless the children of Israel. How do you bless? You give them something? No, you say it to them. So I didn't start our ministry by saying to people. I started out by teaching, preaching, speaking the word. I went to a very good school, psychedelic guy. Walk away. Do miracles if the Holy Spirit was moving. And move away. But I found out, if you don't say to the people, they will not be blessed. Even though everybody's blessed in Christ Jesus. That's why God is paying me to say. You know, they told a woman in Lorraine many years ago, you will die. We give you 3 days, you will die. If you don't come to and do prayers, you will. He went to Winner's Chapel. The first thing Bishop Aremu said was, nobody dies here. Ah. She said, I will die there. They said, I will die there. Here, they say, I will die. Let me stay here. In 1 year, she stayed. And her life improved. It is important for someone on the stage to know what to say. Say, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, let's read what it says. The Lord bless you. He didn't say the Lord give you a car. The Lord bless you and keep you. Read on, read on. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel. They put my name on them. And I will bless them when they say it. What I've said will come to. The word of God is two-mouthed. That's why Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is living or potent. It's sharper than two-mouthed sword. Amen. God says it, nothing happens. A man repeats it, bam, it happens. May I not pastor a church that will not bless them? You are blessed. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. So that is by the way. He blesses them. Not blessed. He blesses them. And does not allow their cattle to decrease. Not because they didn't make mistakes. Not because they didn't make a poor decision or made a poor choice. He does not allow. This may be strange to you. This is a good news for them. While kings were on the throne, people are planning to overthrow the king. That's why kings kill their opponents and their families when they are enthroned. But Nebuchadnezzar went from the throne for 7 years and nobody took over for 7 years. He was an animal, so he couldn't defend himself. But for 7 years, nobody took over. He does not allow. Koza has not grown like in the last few months. Never. In 23 years. He does not allow. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you. Everything you do, anywhere you go, anywhere you face, may the blessing of the Lord rest upon you. If you believe it, shout him like fire. Please be seated. In Genesis 1, verse 28, I want you to know at this point that God didn't give Adam a car. He didn't give him any gift apart from blessing. Then God blessed them, Adam and Eve. And how did he bless them? He said to them. We're talking about advancing by the word. He blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. The word be means become. That man needed to be encoded. Come on, talk to me. When you are born into a family, isn't it? Even if you didn't have a family, at least there was a hospital. Adam was born, he was the first man, grown man, no mother, no father, no brother. Saw this cosmic being in the ozone. Who am I? Where am I? What am I supposed to? God had to encode it. Become fruitful. Now, let me say this to you. If you don't become fruitful, there's no way you can multiply. If you are fruitless, you can't go beyond you. If you don't multiply, you can't fill the earth. If you don't fill the earth, you can't subdue the earth. If you don't subdue where God has placed you, you can't have dominion. So God started by telling them, be fruitful. Therefore, I pray for you. You will stand out. I say you will stand out. In the name of Jesus. That was all God did. He just said to them. He just said to them. May I know I'm not attend a church that is psychedelic to the point that once in a while the pastor does not bless me. Pray for you in the name of Jesus. In all your knowing, all your grace, in all the New Testament, you are blessed. The reason Christ Jesus came by his death, burial, and resurrection, even his ascension, even his coming back, may be apparent in your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is Raz. How can a man say prayer and people are saying amen, amen, amen? That's the way it works. We all know in parts and prophesy in parts. If your pastor doesn't do this, you don't stand out. You know, I went to a place for an event and I met a lady, very beautiful lady. You wouldn't know that lady is around 50 something years old. Every time she wanted to be married and they did the engagement in the family, something will happen. The engagement will break. She's brought like 14 people to the house. I know because the younger brother was my friend. Told me the background of what happened. That's a message for another day. The question was, who was our pastor? And she's been born again from a teenager. What someone said came to pass. Why? How? How? And the person who said what they said was dead. She wasn't the one that offended directly. It was her mother. So what? The antidote to a curse is a blessing. I'm telling you, you may be on a high horse thinking I know all the scriptures. I'm not talking theory here. I'm not talking about theoretical victors. I'm talking about practical things. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, may you stand out. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Sit down. In Deuteronomy 8:17, let's begin to dig this thing. Then you say in your heart, you don't say out of your mouth, you say in your heart, my power, my might, the might of my hand has given me this wealth. I'm brilliant. I'm intelligent. I pity gifted people like me. Amen. Amen. You must include yourself. Amen. I pity gifted people like me. It's very hard for you to recognize God. That's why I respect medical doctors who understand their calling as a medical doctor, but they leave a space for God. I respect lawyers who know law, but they know God can torpedo what is going on. What you know is gnosis. There's something called epignosis. Epi means higher, above. When you hear that something is an epicenter, I'm teaching you epignosis. The G silent, gnosis. I prophesy to you. What I say in this service will come to pass. What I forget to say that you need me to say, the Lord will meet you on the road and say it to you. You are blessed. Very easy for you to say in your heart, ah, my hand has gotten me this well. Oh, yeah, I'm brilliant. I know how to talk. I'm tall. I'm beautiful. Oh, yeah, that's why the door opened. Sit down. Then you say in your heart, my power, my might, the might of my hand has given me this wealth. But you shall remember in everything you do, shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power. The ability to get is not the right translation. The word get is asar in the Hebrew. The same word God used, that God made. So what is saying here, the word get, asar, check it when you get home. You shall remember the Lord your God, is He that gives you power to fabricate, that's the right word, to fabricate wealth, that He may establish covenant, which is sought to your fathers. In the name of Jesus, blessing and covenant, you cannot separate them. Let covenant work for you. Let the blessing of God work for you. You know what I'm sharing is strange. I'm talking as if, are you God? The Bible says whoever wants to speak should speak as the oracles of God. This service, nobody walks out of this place remaining the same. Somebody shout the blessing. Come on, shout the blessing. See now, Genesis 12. Allow me to read from verse 1 to 2. So when God met Abraham, his name was Abraham. Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country. Don't let me go into why God told him to get out. These guys were worshiping mountains and the sun and the moon. It was in the earth Chaldees. They were worshiping heights. Abraham means father of heights. Until God put Ha to his name. Ha. Ha is God's name. That's why if you say Ha, you are afraid. You just called God. That's why you would not see a prophet in the Old Testament that was a Ha. In this Obadiah, yeah. Jeremiah, yeah. Huh? Give it to me. Isaiah, yeah. It rides upon the wings with the name, yeah. Why is silent? Now God said to Abraham, get out of your country, get out of your family, get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Don't focus on the land. Focus on God. Verse 2. And God told him, I will make you a great nation. How will I do it? I will bless you. That's all I would. I won't give you a car. Come on, talk to me. I will bless you. That's all I would do. And I will make your name great. How will I do it? I will just bless you. Then you shall be a blessing yourself. So it is possible for a human being, to become a blessing. Hallelujah. We're not in part and professor in part. These aspects, I know about it. Therefore, nobody. Oh, I love that brother's testimony. He just thought to come to Abuja and his life changed. I've been seeing him in church where I've never talked to him before. His life just changed. Watch him. Amen. I will bless you and shall be a blessing. That was all God said to him. In chapter 13, verse 2, the next thing we see, the man that ran away from his home. In those days, if you ran away from your house, you needed to build a new clientele. You needed to, where will you get it from? When your grandfather passed it to your father passed, he lost everything. The jazz in the family, everything in the family, he lost everything. Come on, talk to me. He restarted. And Abraham was very rich. Oh, yeah, we're talking about heaven here. Is it spiritual riches? No, in livestock. And in silver. And in gold. In verse 5. Give it to me. Verse 5. Lot also. Whom the Lord didn't talk to. Who went with Abraham. Had flocks and herds and tents. What's the key word here? What's the key phrase here? Lot also. Who didn't know God? Who God didn't talk to? That connection changed everything for him. I believe strongly that what I've gone through or what this church has gone through and survived, not many churches can go through it. It is because of our connection with Jesus Christ. And you know, we have come to the spirit of judgment that made perfect. A man that God has placed in our lives. Amen. 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 Abraham was so confident he was blessed. He was so confident that something was upon him. He knew. He told Lot. Lot, you are smart. You never offended me. You never abused me. But your servants are against my servants. Choose the best place. When you see someone fighting for something physical, they are not blessed. I've been saying this thing since, not today. That if you catch me, fight over anything, caution me. When you see someone fighting over a physical thing, they're not blessed. Amen. My pastor told me when I was a student, you lost something, get another one. I didn't get it. I shouldn't lose it. Okay, in case the devil thought it frustrated you, you lost, get another one. And what you will get will be a better one. Come on, talk to me. They took Isaac's well 7 times. He got another one. And they stuck the well with stones. People looking for water. Why did they stick you? Says, put stones in the well. When Isaac left, what brought the water left? Come on, talk to me. The next place they found water was where a dog. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, somebody here will stand out. I said again. If one person will make into your family, it will be you. The blessing is upon you. Because you're in Christ Jesus, receive the blessing. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. See now, Abraham told Lot, take the best place. Take any way you like. Lot that God didn't speak to, he looked at the place like that was water, like the Garden of Eden. It was near Sodom. He took it. He didn't know as he left, a curse followed him. Abraham took the dry, parched land. When he moved there, God told him, after Lot separated, Genesis 13, 14. He didn't talk to him before Lot was separated. Lift up your eyes now from the place where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, westward. As far as you can see, I give it to you. God began to bless the dry, parched land. Of course, Lot entered trouble. The first time it was revealed to us, it was near Sodom and Gomorrah. When he entered Sodom, we don't know. The same place that was blessed like the Garden of Eden became a parched land. They said, if you look back, you don't look back. Be running. This wife looked back. The gold, the silver, the diamond. She looked back. She became the pillar of salt. Amen. The Bible says, I didn't plan this, but let me just quickly tell you. Let me bring myself. Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubine, including Ishmael. When God said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, was God a liar? You and I know that Ishmael was giving birth to before Isaac. He said, change the bond man and a child. They will not be part of the blessing. Come on, talk to me. You think I'm preaching the Old Testament, the New Testament. But what I want to tell you is that don't be a theoretical victor. The Old Testament existed or exists to explain to you how New Testament will be. It's a shadow of the real to come. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So Abraham gave gifts to all the sons of the concubine and gave all he had to Isaac. What does that mean? If he gave all he had to Isaac, where did he get gifts to give this to the sons of the concubine? It was the blessing he gave to Isaac. They gave gifts, cars, camel, horses to the sons of houses to all of them. Shit. Be okay. You shouldn't be connected to me and be poor. No, you are fine. Isaac, he invited him inside the house. He gave him all he had. I attended that church. The pastor bought me this, bought me that. So what? What is that? I have a mentor. I don't want to mention his name. His own mentor told him, go into the house, take anything you want. He said, no, sir. I want to have what produced those things. That's a good man. That's someone that understands how to operate a ministry. Amen, somebody. Amen. He gave gift to the sons of the concubine, including Ishmael. And Caleb gave all he had to Isaac. What I have today, I give to you. Christ came to destroy. I will show you on Sunday the blessing of the gospel. Paul says that I want to come to you that I may dispense to you the blessing of the gospel. I can't get there today. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Let the blessing, everything Christ died for, let it be apparent upon you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. I'm so excited about what I'm sharing with you. I'm not preaching the way I'm supposed to preach. In other words, I preach systematically. I'm just excited. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What made Lot to enter trouble? He broke from Abraham. He broke from covenant. I will bless you and make you a blessing. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody here has a covenant with God. You have a right to why Christ died on the cross. But God links you to someone. We are all linked to Jesus Christ. He's like a man who says, I'm linked to Abraham. I'm linked to Adam. I don't have a son in. You're linked to a family. Amen. And if you look at any genuinely called church, there's a grace at work in that church. Therefore, all the blessings in this church that we receive through Christ Jesus, may they be apparent in your life. I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. May they be apparent in your life. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Very popular scripture. Thus says the Lord. As a new wine is found in the cluster. And one says, do not destroy it. Why should we not destroy it? For there is a blessing in it. The reason why Joseph was indestructible was because there was a blessing upon Joseph. May I not go where the blessing is always there. He said, lo, I'm with you all the way to the end of the world. But you know, the Holy Spirit can be in your life and not be functional. If it were not true, the Bible would not say, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. It can be numb. It can be there. A lot of people are in that address. It's either you've not activated it, because it's a blessing activator. Anybody can see theory. I'm teaching practical right now. The reason why Joseph was indestructible was there was a blessing upon him. You couldn't destroy him. Somebody said, let's put him inside an oasis. Yesterday they drank from the oasis. Oasis is a river that is underground. But the blessing is going to dry up the oasis. And they say, Shibelites are coming. Let's sell him. It was a rich man that bought Joseph. A military man. A rich man. When he got to the house, they began to take things from people. Things they said was not working. There was a phrase about Joseph. The Lord was with him. That was a blessing. How can you say God is with you and you are a slave? I want to ask you a question that you've not thought about. Maybe you've thought about it, but you've not given it time. What was the jail term of Joseph? The man just threw him there and threw away the key. If you ask a natural person, when will Joseph come out? We don't know. Okay, maybe you don't understand. Joseph was not a person, it was a property. If they wrapped him up and killed him, nobody would ask. The guy that owned him bought him with money. But the guy said, okay, just put him in prison. The most gentle man in this place, let someone touch your wife. The wife had the cloth. She said, this guy wanted to rape me. It is us that know the result right now. People in the generation of Joseph didn't know the result. They thought, oh, he actually did it. If Potiphar had taken him that day and killed him, nobody would ask Potiphar. He said, go and lock him up. It was a blessing that protected him. It was a blessing. May that blessing protect you. May that blessing answer for you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Psalm 37, verse 22. For those blessed by him. Now I need to let you know that in the New Testament, everybody is blessed. This is Old Testament. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth. Please, I want to mess you up a little bit. Inheritance of the earth is not the job you do. Oh, I'm too young to say this because this doesn't sound politically correct, but I'm telling you. We will work hard. If you've been watching the service, you know that as somebody's behind the scene working hard. We are not lazy people, but we leave a space for the blessing. That's why you see the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9:11, the fastest runner does not win the race. Favor is not for men of skills. Brilliant people, they suffer. You know, there's a strike going on right now. Brilliant people, they revolt. Government does too, because they don't understand what I'm talking about. And I returned. Please, I give you an assignment. Where did he go? Amen. In Psalm 37, verse 32 that I was reading to you, the Bible says, for those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. You will not be cut off. You will not be cut off. You will not be cut off. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 113, I want to read to you from verse 7. I wish I could read the narrative of this scripture from 1 Samuel chapter 2, but I won't go there. Let me read from Psalm 113, verse 7. He raised the poor out of the dust, not on top of the dust. Are you here today that poverty has hidden your personality? You can't even talk anymore. Have you heard before that a beggar has no choice? It's what I've just read to you. It's inside the dust. Oh, I think I should face this one. Hello, somebody. It is the poor out of the dust. Please let me tell you this. It doesn't happen the second day when you attended the church. Did you hear the testimony of that brother? He was coming to church consistently. Then he engaged the welfare department. Someone had even told him. Someone told him, Koza can't help you. Real help was not what was given to him. It was the blessing that was a real help. Give it next year, the house rent will expire. But there's something that has been said that his life begins to move up. The path of the just like a shining light. You start to shine ever brighter until the perfect day. That will be your story. Sit down. If you came to this church in the normal bus, now you have your car. Wave your hands to me. Raise it high. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. He raises the poor out of the dust. And he leaves the needy. See, ash, heap, ash, covered. He was talking out of the ash. Is somebody there? He's describing a scenario. Verse 8. That he may sit with the princes. Till today, say that you are rich. Go and sit during the queen's burial. Go and sit among the princes. You saw how they carry the president in a bus. I'm not against them. That's their policy. They told the president before they came. It's not a surprise. But it's not easy. Well, why I'm saying this, it's not easy to sit among the president and they don't question you. What did the Lord do? Your next level will fit you. If you believe it, shout threefold, amen. In other words, they sat with the princes of his people. Child of God, you are here today. I say, because it's not for me. It's not for me. People like me care. It's not for people like me. What you didn't ask is that, including the pastor, we will look like traffic lights when we came. It was a blessing that turned us into whatever you're seeing today. I pray in the name of Jesus, may the blessing speak for you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Be seated. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, please allow me to read it. I know it's Old Testament. I want to read from verse 1. This is one instruction. One key, many doors. One instruction makes you to glide on the highway of destiny. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, I know the blessing in the New Testament is not attached to this. You are blessed. But you and I know that the blessing is not activated until you obey God's voice. Go and study the Ark of Noah. Anybody can see anything theoretically, particularly if you're in school, university. You can, because someone is paying your bills, you can see anything. Really examine on the street. Go and study the Ark of Noah. It's possible for God to want to save you. You enter the ark. Noah did not know God was shut him in. God told him, build a gopher hood here, build with acacia wood here, build with this. He didn't know he was going to take animals that were unclean into the ark. Imagine lion in the ark. God told him, take food, the animal, put them at the third basement, barricade them. He said, no. Mio, my life, the way I think. Okay. I'm in the New Testament. I'm in grace. All right. Okay. Then after 10 days, lion, they're hungry. Ah. They eat them. He said, but God, you shut me in. You said you were, you didn't obey. Come on, talk to me. So I want you to know the difference. Before they were blessed, they had to obey. But now that you are blessed in the New Testament, you needed to obey God's word to activate the blessing. Did you hear that? Now it shall come to pass if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. By the way, the first person that called God was Lucifer. Go and check it in Genesis 3. Lord God, dictator, your maker. Dictator, your maker. He removed the word Lord and called God. It was Satan. Any born again you got that you direct your life, you choose what you do, is not what I'm preaching to you. It's not what this church believes. Amen. Amen. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. And to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the earth. That's the first thing that will happen to you. He didn't say you would have to ask. God will set you. Number two, all these blessings, did you hear that? All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. The word overtake means will take over your life. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. I've told you about Rob, Robert's son, that went to Vietnam War and was on drugs. His first son was on Richard Roberts. His first son went to Vietnam War. And was on drugs and learned several things from the soldiers and he died. And Aurora stood by the grave and said, Rob, you robbed me. You robbed me of making you the president of who are you. You robbed me of making you. You will rob God. The privileges you would have, the things you would have made out of your life, you rob him. You will handcuff God. Somebody here, the blessing will work for you. All this blessing shall walk upon you and take over your life because you obeyed. He will tell you, go this way. It's not because he wants to be a sadomasochist, but he has a plan for your life. Verse 3, because of time. Blessed are you in the seat. He didn't say, I will give you a car, or I will give you a house. He said, there's something upon you. When you're in the seat, there's something upon you when you're in the field. Number 3, verse 4. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. A child come out of you, you say, wow, you're blessed. You're blessed. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your ground and the increase of your herds. Even your dogs, your cattle, your horses, they're involved in this. Did you read the personal confession of the devil in the book of Job? He said, does Job fear you for nothing? You surrounded him and all that he had and everything you... If it was the angel of God that was talking, would have thought he was prejudiced. If it was God, would have thought God was talking where... It was the devil that was making a personal confession. Blessed is the fruit of your body. I feel like declaring all this in your life. Verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket. And your kneading bowl. That's prosperity. Verse 6. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. Verse 7. The Lord will curse. See, they didn't want to. He will curse your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you in one way. They will flee in seven ways. I thought your amen was going to be loud. The Lord will command a house. No, the blessing to be on your storehouses. And all to which you set your hand. That's why I told you, whatever he does prospers. It is not, I tell you, it's not what is trending. Whatever he does. If he's supplying sand, he's the one that will supply sand to the Aso Rock. Whatever he does will prosper. You may not believe what I'm telling you, but this is the Bible. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you. Did you see that? That will be your portion. Read the rest of them. That will be your portion. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. But what's the key? Obedience is the key. I looked at the blessing of Joseph. He was on the firstborn. He was on the secondborn. It was not the third one. But he had like six verses. Others were one verse. Or one verse. He had like six verses. In Genesis 49, from verse 22, Joseph is a fruitful bough. Bough is a tree, a legume tree that crawls. Is the enemies mounted a barricade? So the fact that someone has a problem does not mean they're not blessed. But he outgrew the barrier. The barrier they thought would stop him. That was what he used to climb to the other side. Kare Baba, Kasatari Baba, Kashatari. I prophesy to you, you are unstoppable. I say you are unstoppable. A fruitful bough by the well. Every other tree depends on rain. Every other plant depends on rain. His own source was different. It was by the well. Come on, talk to me. I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. If it doesn't rain, this Buhari government, we're just waiting for 2023. Don't talk like that. I'm not saying don't complain when the government people are not doing well. I'm not saying no. There's a way we Christians revolt. You are under another economy. I'm not just sermonizing. I'm telling you the truth. This is the truth about you. It's possible you don't know. It's a fruitful bough by a well. He said, I will be the well of salvation. Jesus told, he said, those who believe in me, out of their belly shall flow. Come on, talk to me. Jesus told the woman, if you knew who was asking for water from you, you will not ask for a favor, you will jump inside the water. Glory be to God. His branches drawn over the barricade. May you run over every barrier. Barriers of your father's house. Barriers of your mother's house. Things they say, people from this village don't have this. May you run over.